I've already read maybe 14 at least, I think, of the poems. You have 39 in there, and I really want to read the rest of them because this is pretty amazing and a very different kind of stuff. You read prose poems as well as long narrative pieces and shorter pieces like the one you just read, which reads like a parody of open mic cafes, I might say.
Yeah, I just letting the KBOO listeners know, I hope that you support a small Portland press here with Matote Press, Michael Burton, and I'm very honored that he thought of me to include, get this collection together. And I think it's, I really enjoyed writing it, and to see it in its actual book form is, it's always amazing to see that. And it is available at Powell's, if you're so happen to be downtown or in that area, you can stop in and pick it up there. And if you're further out, in the North Bay here where I live is Sausalito Books by the Bay. And just like it sounds, Sausalito Books by the Bay.com, one word. If you find your way to the 2023 events, I'm giving a reading there soon. And there's a form there where you can fill out. And the great thing about them too is it's free shipping. You know, the favorite shipping. So if you don't make it down to Powell's, in Portland, and you're further out or something, or you can't get out, you can certainly order from Sausalito Books by the Bay, and they don't charge for shipping, which is a great thing. So, I thank all of you that listened, and no lukewarm water, but hey, I'm still the same poet.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt Tregman. Thank you. Everyone, have a good night.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Welcome to the second half of the World Poetry Special on KBOO from Talking Earth. And I'm here.
And who are we doing? We're doing.
I'm here in the studio with me and Walt Curtis. This is Patrick Bocard, Board Op.
We're going to do Paul Celan,
We're reading.
Baudelaire, Little Quick Lorca. We only have a half hour. We're going to do Yevtushenko, the Russian poets,
Yes.
and my beautiful friend
Sabrina
Sabrina
Guittart.
Guittart, Guittart, in the Pyrenees. We did Rambo by back and forth. I think it'll be animated. Who was Paul Celan?
Paul Celan. He's famous for his poem Todes Fuga, which is about the Holocaust, of which he was a survivor, although he never was never in one of the death camps. Both of his parents died. He was a Romanian Jew, and he wrote in German. Need to make this plain is that I'm reading two of his later works from
Well, you're also
Brefter.
going to read the German. Okay.
I'm going to read the German, but the thing is that he knew like something between 8 to 10 to 15 languages, and he used all of them in his work. Like James Joyce with Finnegan's Wake, he was trying to subvert the German language.
World poetry. They do that. We'll talk about
And
world
you want
poetry.
me to do the English version first?
Well, do you have the little short one? Come on.
Landscape with urn beings. Conversations from smoke mouth to smoke mouth. They eat the bedlamite's truffle, a piece. Unburied poetry, found tongue and tooth. A tear rolls back into its eye. The left, orphaned half of the pilgrim muscle. They gave it to you. Then they bound you. Listening, it illuminates that space. The clinker game against death can begin. Let
Yeah.
me do the German in this one.
Well,
Landschaft mit Urnenwesen. Gespräche von Rockmund und zu Rockmund. Sie essen die Tollhäusler Trüffel, ein Stück unvergrabener Poesie von Zunge und Zahn. Eine Träne rollt in ihr Auge zurück. Die Linke, wer weiß die Hälfte der Pilgermuschel, sie schenkten sie dir, dann banden sie dich, leuchtet. Lauschende den Raum aus. Das Klinkerspiel gegen den Tod kann beginnen.
Okay, we'll do the short one. I don't think I do the German. You did plenty of German there. So
I'll do the German here too. It is short. Holles Lebensgehofft im Wenfang die Lehre geblasene Lunge Blut. Eine Handvoll Schlafkorn weht aus dem Ver gestammelten Mund hinaus zu den Schnee gesprochen. Hollow life homestead. In the wind trap, the lung blown empty flowers. A handful. Sleep corn drifts from the mouth, stammered true, out towards the snow. Conversations.
Talk a little bit about World Poetry Day for a second. What does that mean?
It's a celebration of poetry across the world, from all over the world and all the different languages that it's in. That's how I feel about it.
This is Sabrina Guitart. She's going to be with me. We're going to get her a little mood here for Lorca. Beautiful voice in French and Spanish. This is the ojos que se alejaron a la sombra cuenca adentro. Sabrina is a filmmaker, and she's in the Pyrenees, and you can Google her, Sabrina, Guitart. I love her, that's enough. I love her. I wanted the voice there because Ian Gibson did a great book on Federico Garcia Lorca, the martyred playwright and poet, and he did Gypsy Ballads and Poet in New York, and I recommend it, and I recommend Federico Lorca, A Life by Ian Gibson. This is not only Lorca's personal history, it goes along with the history of the Spanish Republic, which of course we know was destroyed. I want to weep because I feel like it. As the children weep on the dunce bench, because I'm not a poet, I'm not a man, a leap, but a wounded pulse that probes the things on the other side. I want to weep pronouncing my name, Federico Garcia Lorca, on the shore of the lake, to affirm my true self as a man of blood, refusing mockery and insinuation of words. Here beside the naked water, I'm searching for freedom, my human love, for the flight I may have, a light or searing lime, my present moment lying in wait on the sphere of the crazy breeze. I'll stay alone here, little man, the voice that is my child, awaiting the return of the blush, excitement of the bedroom, but my coin of blood between all of you have stolen from me. Gypsy Ballads, here, I'll do quickly the Spanish. Quiero llorar porque me de la gana como lloran los niños del último banco porque he was gay and I am not a poet, ni un hombre, ni un hoja. So he wrote Blood Wedding. He's a famous, they martyred him at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War in the Republic.
Moving right along.
Move along, and we'll move along here. You're going to do Baudelaire next, and I'm going to play this. We discussed Baudelaire.
Yeah, you've got you. Fleur du Mal. I was looking where my
car is. The evil at Paris Spleen.
Yeah, I love Paris Spleen, and actually. Character on the scene, and Murder in the Rue Morgue.
Yeah.
And actually, Poe is known for creating the detective story. That's enough sound bites, but
yeah.
Where do you want to go? What poem did you get?
I am going to read this prose poem.
Go ahead, yeah, please.
Very short, from Paris Spleen, The Dog and the Perfume Bottle. Good dog, good dog, nice puppy, come here, come smell this excellent perfume from the best perfumer in town. And the dog wagging his tail, which I believe is that creature's way of laughing and smiling, came over and stuck his curious wet nose to the uncorked bottle. Then he backed off abruptly in alarm and barked at me reproachfully. Ah, you miserable dog. If I offered you a sack of excrement, you'd have smelled it with delight and perhaps devoured it. In this regard, my friend, you're like the public to whom one should never offer a delicate perfume.
Repeat that line. I like that again.
In this regard, my friend, you're like the public to whom one should never offer a delicate perfume. It exasperates them. Give them only carefully selected garbage.
Well, you know, that's cast your pearls before the swine. You know?
Well, the other thing is that...
Read another one. Come on.
Yeah. I don't live by this poem. But yeah, this is another prose poem from Paris Spleen. Get drunk. Always be drunk. That's it. The great imperative. In order not to feel time's horrid fardel bruise your shoulders, grinding you into the earth, get drunk and stay that way. On what? Wine, poetry, virtue, whatever, but get drunk. And if you sometimes happen to wake up on the porches of a palace, in the green grass of a ditch, in the dismal loneliness of your own room, your drunkenness gone or disappearing, ask the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock, ask everything that flees, everything that groans or rolls or sings, everything that speaks, ask what time it is. And the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock will answer you. Time to get drunk. Don't be martyred slaves of time. Get drunk forever. Stay drunk. Get drunk. Unwind. Poetry. Virtue. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a hypocrite reading that. I haven't had anything to drink in like 6 years.
Oh, you're not a hypocrite.
Like, fill them up.
No, let me see the print.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think
I have it.
He's got Love for Them All right now.
L'un d'éclair avec son ador, la trois et trois maisons de nature. Nature, one lights you up with ardor, another offers you his gloom. Ce qui dit à l'une sépulture. That which says to one, the tomb dit la autre vie. Says the other, life and splendor. This is called the alchemy of grief. You know, you give them, les fleurs de mal, yeah, the flowers of evil. But you know, do a little.
Good. That was fun, wasn't it? That was you in the past. Go ahead.
That was me in the past.
Go for it. We're running out of
this
time.
This is from the fleurs de mal, which it's
Dula Fleur de Mal. No.
I woke up with my eyes aflame to see the squalor of my room and felt within my soul again the spear thrust of a damning gloom. The clock with its funereal stress struck midday with a brutal sound. The sky poured down its dreariness upon the numbed and sodden ground.
Now what, that's from the Fleur de Mal or?
Yes, from Fleur de Mal. Bit of a
poem. Why Baudelaire? I mean, come on. I mean, he and Rimbaud knew each other.
Why?
And we're going to do him.
Why Baudelaire?
Well, you're going to do a Apollinaire and you're going to do some more, but here, just, why did you get engaged with it?
Well, he's really sarcastic.
World Poetry Day, we're trying
he's,
to pick...
He's a very French attitude of being offended at everything, like the offended moon.
That's it. That's the last one on Baudelaire. Go ahead.
Oh, moon, discreetly worshipped by our ancestors in your blue home on high, a radiant seraglio, the stars all fitted out in finery will follow. My ancient Cynthia, lamp of nocturnal lairs. Do you watch over lovers in their happy beds, asleep with cool enamel on open mouth display? The poet as he works with hair in disarray, the coupling of the vipers under dried out sods. In yellow domino, on tiptoe without warning, do you come as of old from evening until morning, to bathe the ageless beauty of Endymion. I see your mother, child of wicked times gone, turned worse before a mirror, bent beneath the years long gone, juggling artfully the breast that gave you nurse.
Okay, well, you're going to do a Apollinaire, you're going to chime in, you're going to do more. Let's,
Yeah, but don't you...
Well,
know?
Who was Apollinaire? Well, we're going to do...
Apollinaire was a futurist.
Okay, go ahead.
And he thought it was a good idea to for World War I to happen. And that's what this poem's about. He had political opinions that I don't agree.
Right on, you're doing a great job.
Cotton in your ears. So many explosives just about to be alive. Write a single word if you dare. The points of impact in my soul continually at war. Your fierce flock spits out fire, oh megaphone. And that's the whole poem, but the weird thing is
you know, Apollinaire didn't like Walt Whitman. He thought he was a queer.
He had issues with Walt Whitman. He was a weird... I mean, Apollinaire died in the war.
In the war. He was dead in the war, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he died from...
One more, and then we're going to keep
moving.
Oh,
we're not doing one more. It's like most of his stuff's long, and... You have to look at it in the page because it's all over the
page. Well, tell us about what we have to do. We're talking about world poetry. What do we have to do to enjoy world poetry? Are we
doing?
Well,
yeah, but like the best part is like there's one poem that I can't find.
Okay, well, stop it.
Other one. Soldiers of Porcelain and Garnet, Oh Love. That's 1915. That's it. It's just he would do weird things when the make a poems a painting. There's this famous one about rain, you know, and it looks like it's rain coming down. But there's one that he wrote. He was making fun of Germans. It was unfair.
The first punk poet. He quit writing at the age of 20. He had a relationship with Paul Verlaine in Paris. And his two great books are Illuminations and A Season in Hell, and eventually he would run away to Harar and be in Africa as a gun runner. Arthur Rimbaud, R-I-M-B-A-U-D, said, quote, "What is my nothingness to the stupor that awaits you?" And Bob Dylan even wrote, mentioned bad relationship like Rimbaud and Verlaine. Sabrina Guitart, G-U-I-T-A-R-T, is going to help me.
Are we getting
go ahead, baby.
A Season in Hell,
Arthur Rimbaud.
Saison en enfer. J'ai dit, si je me souviens bien, ma vie était un festin. Où s'ouvrions tout le cœur, où tout le coulait.
Once I remember, well, life was a feast, well, hearts on all wines, like feast, well, hearts on.
Et je l'ai injurié. Je me suis armé contre la justice. Je me suis enfui aux sorcières, aux misères.
I seated beauty on my knees, and I found her bitter, and I cursed her. I armed myself against justice. I fled, O witches, O misery. Oh, to you has my treasure been. Interested. Where are we going? No one can read like me in the universe. Go ahead.
Je parviens à faire de mon esprit toute l'espérance humaine, sur toute joie pour l'étrangler. J'ai fait les bandes sourdes de la bande sourdes de la bande.
On all joint, I pounced with the stealth of a wild beast.
J'ai appelé le bon mordre la crosse de leur fusil. J'ai appelé les flots pour m'étouffer avec les sables, les sangs. Le malheur a été mon dieu. Je me suis allongé. Dans la rue, je me suis séché à
l'épaule. That I might gnaw them while dying. I don't like mother me in blood, in sand.
Le printemps m'a porté la frérir de l'idiot. Or, toutes dernièrement, m'étant trouvé sur le point de faire les dernières cours, j'ai songé à rechercher la clef différente. Où je reprendrai peut-être appétit. La charité et cette clef, cette inspiration, prouvaient que j'ai rêvé.
Now where's the point here? Okay. And spring brought me the idiot's frightful laughter. Now, only recently, being on the point of giving my last squawk, I thought of looking for the key to the ancient fever. What did I do again? Charity is that key. Really? Count these few hideous pages. No. No. Is that it? Okay. Let's see. What? I'll fall. Where's my, I love you, Serena. This is not a joke.
In the radio ones?
I'm on the radio. Let's argue about how we do it. Okay.
We're like in three parts, if you don't mind. We would.
Okay. Or should we read line by line?
No, in three parts.
I have bad blood.
So are you?
I have.
No. we're doing it.
No. We're doing it my way. We're not doing your way. I mean. But...
All right, it's your show.
I love you so much. This is ridiculous. Okay, let's do this again. Bad blood. Good spec. I mean, French.
Mauvais sang.
I have the white blue eye of my Gallic ancestors, their narrow skull and their clumsiness in fighting. I find my clothes what? As barbarous as theirs, only I don't butter my hair.
Don't spit on
it. Go ahead. Don't spit on it. So do the paragraph.
Okay, we're gonna.
God damn it! Wait. You're so cool. Go ahead.
Mauvais sang. J'ai de mes ancêtres calois, l'œil bleu blanc, la cervelle étroite et la maladresse dans la lutte. J'ai trouvé mon habillement.
It's serious.
Okay, well, let's make it serious.
I'm God.
Les Gallois, chers des bêtes, les brûleurs d'herbe, les plus ineptes de leur temps.
Rob, shut up. You're so pretty, I love you. What's that say? Above all, lying and sloth. Keep going. Go ahead.
J'ai horreur de tous les métiers.
I have a horror of all trades.
Maîtres et ouvriers.
Masters and workers.
Tous paysans et nobles.
Base peasants all.
La main à plume.
The hand. The hand that guides the pen.
La main.
That's
à
great
plume. Voilà main.
Is worth a hand
à
that charrer. Guides the plow. An age of
la
hands.
Main à plume. Too voilà main à charrer.
I shall never
la
have
plume,
my
la
hand. Oh my
jamais.
God, it's great, terrible.
Quel siècle, à main.
Afterward, democracy.
Je n'aurai jamais ma main.
That domesticity leads to
la domesticité même.
The honesty of beggars sickens me. Sickens me. Criminals
ménage.
Disgust like
des criminels,
like
des
castrates.
Comme des chats.
As for me, I am
intact.
And I don't care. I might fall on. Okay, stop.
Okay. We'll conclude World Poetry Day by two great Russian poets in the 1980s, Yevgeny Yevtushenko and Andrei Voznesensky. They pleaded during for detente in the West in the 1980s and to end the Cold War. And so I plead for world peace now and an end to the war in Ukraine and Russia. Here are some words by the great Yevtushenko and a short poem by Voznesensky in his photographic book, Invisible Threads. We see the soul of the Russian people and Yevtushenko's great soul. And these are some of the words you see. There are beautiful people and we must bring peace to the world. The last faith, are we really so deformed that the planet should perish? I suppose this is my last faith. And the last bureaucrat will have the last rubber stamp rammed home in his throat. You can't feel life unless you can feel death. I've seen that I was in mysterious communion with so many people from all different times. Our resurrection is in one another, not in some distant heaven. When we say God is somewhere above, we lose the deity that lives in every man. The dignity that counts, or else the doers are out of charity. He has a funny poem about a pregnant man. Here's an oddity, behold a pregnant man. I'd like to be born in every country, have a passport for them all. I'd rather be a dog among dogs. Yevgeny is talking here to the end. A
victim of prison torture. I like to lie under the knives of the surgeons. I'd not like to be in the part of the elite. I would love to make love to all the women in the world. Men have been diminished by Mother Nature. Why won't you give motherhood to men? Yevtushenko was an amazing matinee character, and he attacked anti-Semitism in Russia with his great poem, Babai Yar. Yevtushenko, you show the soul. We need peace on World Poetry Day. I've seen both of these poets live, and Voznesensky with Ferlinghetti in 1962 in the Fillmore in San Francisco, and I've seen the great Yevtushenko at Lewis and Clark College. Beautiful souls. Voznesensky and Yevtushenko could fill 50,000 poetry lovers in a stadium in Moscow. Peace on earth.
Dr. Demento, and you are listening to KBOO Portland.
Hello, lovers of jazz. I am Marcia Hawker, your host for Jazz Lives. On Wednesday, March 29th, I will be joined by Jan Mancuso with research.